If you look at the paper, what I tried to do was give you two different formats. The first half of the paper is the last couple of years, hence update, on cases by rule. So if you have a particular rule, you can go and look at the rule, and I put the cases there with it. It's fairly exhaustive for the last couple of years. I won't say it has every case because some of them just get repetitive, so I didn't put them all in. And then the second half is cases by mandamus, because a lot of discovery orders get reviewed by mandamus. And in that half, I put them more by category or topic, so you have two different ways to look at the same thing. And so that's what we're going to do today, is we're going to look at some topics that are reviewed by ordinary appeal, and then we're going to look at some that are reviewed by mandamus. The first rule that comes up in the paper is basically the discovery control plan. And there's not a lot of cases about this, but the one that does come up a couple of times is ones that have to do with no evidence motions for summary judgment. And the question is whether or not there's been adequate time for discovery. So, of course, you have to look at the discovery control plan to see when discovery is supposed to end. Under the first case that's there, they found an inadequate time for discovery, and that was because it was before the time period would have closed because it was the default plan, and the information was material to the summary judgment motion, so it was improper or an abuse of discretion to allow the summary judgment without adequate discovery. The second one, they found there was adequate time, and it would be hard to think that there's a better case to find that's an example of what's an adequate time. This one, it was 2 years after the petition was filed. It was a month after the discovery period had closed. There was no second request for a continuance. There was no request for a discovery control plan. There was no request to modify the dates or any other relief. And there's a set of factors that you use to look at in these cases, and they didn't try to show any of those factors. So this case is a perfect example of when you had adequate time for discovery.